part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
Back to Monday Night Talk. Thank you for staying tuned to this special program. We do our best every Monday night to try to at least have a nice round. I try to have it balanced. Tonight doesn't seem that way because we had we got a whole slew of Republicans, and we have a gentleman who's mayor who's a Democrat, but he, I don't know, he's kind of a guy who, I don't know, you wouldn't, he's not like a hardcore Democrat that I know of.
I'm a public servant.
He's a public servant.
I'm here to back him up, but I'm a
proud member of the Democratic Party. I just wish we'd be a little bit more pragmatic and perhaps manage from the middle a little bit more. Yeah. But overall, I still believe in the values of the Democratic Party. But when you're a mayor of a municipality, yes, you don't ask people for their party affiliation when they need your help or when you're trying to offer some direction and leadership on behalf of the town. You know, party affiliation is checked at the door.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. Yeah,
you got to do your work, period.
But as we try to do here, if you have missed any segment, I have done my best to make sure that I put those podcasts up in a timely fashion. I did fall behind a little bit, Peter, for that.
Yeah, but you caught up really fast.
I caught up in time to be able to put up the last couple of forums that we did. We've had some great forums. We're going to have another one next week. Actually, we're going to have back-to-back. Stay tuned for details on that next Monday night. But this is your time, Mayor, to kind of talk a little bit about Braintree, some of the things that are going on. Anything you want to kind of chat about for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
In regards to what you guys are working on up in that area?
Well, in a whole up in that area. We're about 12 miles north, right? We're doing
it's a great community, though.
Tremendous.
And it's been kind of like a little bit of a theme here tonight. Because we've got we had Dave DeCoste, who you mentioned a little bit about Braintree and doing some work there. Yeah. And of course, our final segment will be with Peter.
Family's from Braintree.
Peter grew up in Braintree, now lives in Pembroke. Actually, Representative DeCoste, town administrator in Norwell, is a Braintree boy. Peter Morin, who served as my first chief of staff. Cool. And helped me set up the new government in Braintree back in the 08-09 period, and Peter's now segued over to become the town manager in Norwell and is doing a tremendous job from all accounts. So, listen, I can tell you very passionately that 9 years into the job, I'm as excited as I was from the first time that I stepped into the office back in January of 08, and it's a great town to be, mayor of. It's a tremendous community. A lot to offer in terms of not only what I hope are strong municipal services, but just a real, true residential climate that is solid, great community spirit, an economic base in terms of our commercial and retail and all the activities associated with our local economy. We're a community of 36,000 people, 10 miles south of Boston. We're part of the greater Boston, Metro Boston, conversation, but we're also a community that has its own identity. And I think that's foremost in our minds in terms of how we try to offer some leadership. Got a strong relationship with our town council, very supportive in terms of a teamwork approach to trying to solve issues on behalf of the town. Got a strong legislative delegation as well advocating for us at the State House. And it's just been a real partnership at all levels. So I would note foremost, everyone thinks about the importance of education. Our high school is just ranked number 16 by Newsweek magazine as the number 16 public high school in Massachusetts. That's our highest ranking ever. We're getting, really strong academic performance. And when you think about how you get the high school at that level, you think about the work that's being done in the elementary and the middle school level as well, because they obviously feed, if you will, into the high school system. So education remains a strong value for us, a number one priority, and one that we're very proud of. We're doing a lot of work with MSBA. In fact, Peter Nell lives in Mass School Building Authority. Peter Nell lives in Pembroke. Yep. We're chatting offline here. The superintendent of the schools in Braintree now is Dr. Frank Hackett, who joined us a year ago.
That was a great addition for you guys.
Frank's done a tremendous job for us, and we've really got a plan in place in terms of the build out of our schools, looking to grow in terms of the construction of our middle schools, adding some space at both schools, and that'll take off some pressure at the elementary level because we have a growing enrollment, which we recognize. We don't have a class size issue, and that's kind of a distinction that people need to understand. Our class sizes are really very good, about 22 to 1 in terms of teacher-student ratio throughout the entire system. But we do have a space issue when it comes to English as a second language and some other special requirements that we have. We have to bring students out into areas that we've set up, if you will, in terms of smaller spaces. But in terms of the classroom management, it's very good, and the ratios are very good. So our schools are performing well. Police and fire at their highest level of operations in terms of number of personnel. Our DPW is strong. We put a real placement on beautification. There are a series of things that are happening at the municipal level that I think are really strong with our services. And then economically, let me just note that we've got a new Marriott Hotel. That'll be our seventh hotel coming in town on the Forbes Road area. We've got a lot of work going on now with Bob Hedlund, prior to that with Sue Kay, in terms of the landing redevelopment that we're doing. We've got a couple of significant projects, both residential and another, a restaurant going in that area. So across town, you know, you can point to some real positive activity that's happening in town, and I'm proud to serve as mayor.
I have to ask this. Every time you and I have a little bit of a conversation, I swear it's one of your true passions. You love transportation. You like the infrastructure side of things and discussing. And I know that you are on the MassDOT board.
Right.
Kind of talk to us about being a part of that board and some of the things that are being worked on at this time.
Well, as you note, first of all, I would say Branch's location lends itself to being the what I would call the transportation hub of the South Shore. We have all three lines of the Old Colony, Middleborough, Plymouth, and Greenbush that merge at Braintree. And we have the Red Line, the most southernmost terminus, the Red Line station. So, and we get all the major highways that all converge. They don't call it the Braintree split, you know, for nothing.
The doorway to Boston.
That's what it is. And the doorway to Cape Cod, however you want to do, north or south, or even heading west at 128.
Sure.
So we do view ourselves in that way. I was fortunate in 1993 to go to the legislature and for all 10 years serve on the Transportation Committee, and six of those years as chairman of the committee. So it has been a priority of me in terms of a public policy. And I think it's important economically. Transportation is an important ingredient to our economy. You need to bring both product and people to and fro, and you need to do it in the most efficient manner. And you need to have a broad-based plan. You need to have the rail piece, the commuter rail piece, the Red Line, all the MBTA operations in conjunction with the work that we've done with our roadways throughout the Commonwealth. And so last year, Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito reached out and said, could you serve on the MassDOT board? The people of Branch have been very good to me, and I wanted to make sure that I could make that level of commitment and still serve as mayor, and I've been able to do that. And it's been, today we had a meeting dealing with the work that's going on, which is formerly the Mass Pike, but it's now obviously all one MassDOT. And that's the non-tolling.
Electronic tolling.
Yeah, well, it's we're taking down, as you know, all the tolls in terms of the structures themselves, and it's called open road tolling that will be put in place. And we finalized the date today. That'll take place October the 28th. And there's a lot of work necessary to get to this point. And I recognize the work of Tom Tinlin, our highway administrator, as well as Secretary Pollack. In terms of getting this plan in place, it's been discussed for many, many years, previously started under the Patrick administration, but has now become implemented, if you will, or will be implemented October 28th of this year, and a lot of work to do with that. But it's revenue neutral. It's a good plan. Segueing back to the MBTA, we've spent a lot of money to make sure that the winter we had in 15, fortunately we didn't have a same winter in 16, but
locked
we're
out.
Prepared.
Now,
can
I tell you, Mayor, why?
I think we're more prepared now, and I think, although it's not showing or is visible, but I can tell you, just the other day, did an inspection of the Braintree Red Line Station.
Yep.
We've got all the third rail pieces in place, all the new equipment in place now to be put in before the winter starts this year, and that will complete the Red Line third rail implementation or construction, and that's really important to seeing that we have in place the infrastructure needed to be able to carry people into Boston and outside, you know, back home. People need to have confidence in the system, and that's what we're doing right now. We're building confidence in the system. If the system is reliable, I believe we will grow ridership, and growing ridership will grow revenue, and it all gets back to reliability. And that's what we're working on right now, to make sure that our transportation system, particularly the MBTA, is a reliable system for all.
I was going to interject there that I think I know why we didn't have any snow and why we probably haven't had any rain. I'm going to give you two reasons. Last summer, during the tax-free weekend, I bought a snowblower. Okay? And somebody told me, you know what? You're going to regret it because it's not going to snow a lick. Guess what happened? It didn't snow. So I thought I would be. I thought I would take care of myself this year.
We had what you would classify a normal winter.
Yeah.
You still had to use that snowblower a couple of times.
Once or twice, but you know what?
Well, listen, you got a good deal. You didn't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, to double down, I went out and got a lawn tractor because I get tired of pushing the lawnmower around. We've got so little rain that my grass hasn't grown.
What, are you going to sit down mowing now?
Yeah.
Gosh, Kevin. You need exercise. Every day we need the exercise.
I know. I deserved it. Cup holder and everything. That's why.
So what are you going to buy this year?
I'm done.
He's got a post-it stamp line. It takes like two sweeps.
Exactly. I don't need a TV.
Smart TV.
And of course, that voice.